we hear the word of the Lord for us today, and the gospel reading from Luke chapter 6. Certainly challenging words for us that we hear from Jesus concerning truths of the kingdom. But as we're moving through this this Epiphany season with this theme of Jesus, who is that resilient light, that light that shines through into the darkness of a fallen, sinful, broken world, into fallen, sinful lives like ours, in the culture, the society, the humanity that we live in, Jesus is that light that penetrates that darkness. That light that the Magi followed, that star was representing of where they what they would find in that manger of Bethlehem. There was the Christ, the promised Son of God, the Messiah, he who brings light to the darkness. And light is really critical, isn't it? It's important for us. We can't see in the dark without light. But light also provides for us a sense of comfort. It's like a beacon of hope for us. And in a world that is struggling in such darkness, not just now, but in its existence, Jesus provides that light, like a crack in the darkness for people to, like you and me, to have hope and know of something that's out there that's penetrating our darkness. Remember when you were a kid and you were laying in bed and it was dark maybe in your room, but you could look to the door. And under the door, you'd see a crack of light, right? You knew that mom and dad were there. They were still up. They were taking care of you in that sense of providing a security of a home to live in and a place that you could rest your head, go to sleep, and wake up in the morning. Maybe you didn't think about all of that as a kid, but you saw that light, and you knew that somebody was there to care for you. As I grew into being a parent and now a grandparent and having kids on the other side of the door now, where I'm the one who's providing that light, to be able to provide for where they are that hope that in that little bit of crack of light under the door, they know, as a parent, as a grandparent, I'm here, I care for them, I want to provide for them a safe environment, you rest in peace, and I'll see you in the morning, right? Jesus, of course, is that, but so much more for us. For he's the Savior, not just in a nighttime rest, but for our eternal place in the kingdom. And Jesus, who is that light of salvation, uses us to be those kind of cracks of light in a dark world without hope. We are the messengers of that resilient light to the world so that people will know there's something, there's somebody bigger, greater, somebody there who cares for me, that's worthy of trust, that's taking care of me, not just today, but for my eternity. His name is Jesus. We are those messengers of that resilient light. Today, we pick it up in Luke chapter 6, and Jesus is giving us insight into what this light looks like for us, these cracks of light into the world. He was on the mountain praying, and he's come down the mountain now. He's called his disciples. In fact, if you look at Luke chapter 6, there Jesus has named his disciples, calling them even apostles. So he set apart these 12, as well as the other disciples who are following him, vast numbers. People were told from Tyre and Sidon and Jerusalem and all the surrounding areas are coming now to hear Jesus, to be with him. In fact, they're crowding him because they want to touch him. They recognize that power was coming from him. And in that power, their diseases were healed. The impure spirits were cast out from them. Lives were changed in a sense of hope and a future because of this person, Jesus, in their presence. And we pick it up now in chapter 6, verse 27, where Jesus says to us, to you who are akouo, not just listening with this member of our senses, but taking in these truths that I'm going to give to you, that I'm speaking to you about the kingdom, that you're seeing and experiencing, that drive a response of obedience and longing to be a part of this kingdom from you. That you are in this with me. Those of you who are akuoing, who are a part of this in response. And Jesus goes on then in this chapter 6 to lay out, these are the kind of responses, this is the kind of resilient light that you are to the world. And basically they're summarized in three phrases. One of them is in verse 31. We know this to be the golden rule, don't we? Or that's what we've called it at least. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Or do to others as you would have them do to you. This is a summary statement of that first section that Jesus talks about. Of the doing of what you're hearing and seeing and experiencing in me. Putting faith into action. Being that resilient light, in other words. Another summary phrase that we pick up in verse 36 is where Jesus says, be merciful as your Father is merciful. So reflecting that which we know from the kingdom in our lives, this resilient light that we bear to the world. And a third summary phrase that Jesus speaks is found in verse 38 where he says, for with the measure you give, and actually that word for is not the best word there in the English. This is where English and the Greek language don't always coincide well. A better word there, or another word that in the Greek word, that word for can be used is give. Give with the measure you use. It will be measured to you, as Jesus summarizes this last section of this part in the Gospel of Luke. Now, as these truths of light penetrate our heart, our minds, our lives, as we hear, not just with our ears, but with our heart and faith. And as we're moved by the Spirit now to put this into practice, one of the things that really confronts us in all of this is that as we hear these truths that Jesus expresses, these are not expectations that I have for others. I'm not expecting others to live this way. No, therefore, these are transcendent truths in me. This is the light of Jesus in me now that is giving me that trust with the light of Jesus as he shines through me. These truths define my life, my living. They define my faith and how that transcendent light of Jesus' salvation is lived out through me. It begins with each one of us, doesn't it? And this is what Jesus is speaking about. And Jesus is speaking about that to us as his disciples, as you hear these truths, and as you carry them to the world. You're in a world, as Jesus knows full well, that is fearful of death. The mortality of our lives hangs before us. And we see that reported, in fact, in the news through plane crashes and shootings in shopping lot parks. And we hear of people suffering for their faith. 70 Christians last week were rounded from their homes, placed into a church, and beheaded because of Jesus. Death hangs over us in this humanity of darkness that we live in. Our death as well. And we have that message of hope and light to tell people about something that transcends death. It is the Lord Jesus and a relationship with him that brings us into the hope of everlasting life. We rub shoulders every day with people in this dark world who bear the weight of enoughness. You know, the burden of adequacy. Am I enough? Am I doing enough? Am I pleasing to others enough? Am I enough for God? But that's putting the burden on ourselves and the weight on ourselves when the very light of Jesus has cast that burden from us. Grace frees us from enoughness. And grace brings us into all has been accomplished for you, enough for you to be a member of my kingdom. And we bear that sliver of light to the world, that hope that Jesus is enough for each one of us. And then there's the opportunities that we have to bring the very transcendency of these holy kind of moments to people's lives. The power of God's word. What we'll celebrate in a moment in the sacrament, that mystery of Jesus coming to us in simple elements of bread and wine, and yet we take in his very body and blood. These mysteries of baptism that renews and brings us into a new life that we're called to remember every day. These slivers of light that we bear to a dark world help to give people a hope and a life in a kingdom. In a kingdom established by this one whose light, representing this light that we lit many weeks ago, Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah. Where the Spirit tells us, and Paul reminds us, that through Jesus, death came through a man, him. That in his death, our sinfulness, our brokenness, our questioning of anything about the Lord and our enoughness and fear of death, all of that's been put to death with him on the cross. We have been forgiven. And in Jesus, grace abounds, enoughness abounds. There's life in the midst of death. And these holy transcendent moments are ours as people of faith to cherish and to carry to the world. For as death came through a man, with that death the forgiveness of sins, so the resurrection of the dead also comes through a man. For as there is forgiveness, there is life. And in that life, there is hope. And in that hope, there's that light that gives to us an opportunity of knowing Jesus Christ and carrying him to the world. Jesus, that resilient light of our salvation, in all of those ways that you and I get to live out now as God's people, reflected again in these truths that Jesus proclaims, that we hear, and that our faith carries with us into the world. A truth like, do to others as you would have them do to you. How is it that that transcendent light of the gospel of Jesus that's changed our lives, how is that now lived out, shown out in our lives as those cracks of light in the dark world? Well, one idea for us, for you to think and ponder, consider, is that being a resilient light in dark times means expressing the light of Jesus' activity that I've experienced. And what have you experienced? Have you experienced his grace? Have you experienced his patience with you? Have you experienced his presence with you at a very dark moment in life, and there was his light giving you hope? Have you experienced the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom expressed here on earth that brings us into a body where we have encouragement and fellowship with one another? Haven't we experienced all of these things? And don't we get to carry that as a witness to the world so that people in you and me might know that what we've experienced, we want them to experience too? And Jesus says, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Opportunities abound for us as cracks in the darkness to be a resilient light in dark times, showing itself in me through the empathy and readiness to alleviate another's suffering that I can share with them. You heard about this last week with Food for the Poor, right? Pastor Stoltenberg shared about being merciful and how we might as Christians express that mercy, particularly to our neighbors and fellow people of the Northern Hemisphere and the Caribbean Sea Basin, this whole area where we have the blessing to be able to bless them, how mercy might be extended and shared. Well, this is us, ready and empathetic to the needs of others, wherever they are. Let it begin with our neighbor and carry on into organizations like Food for the Poor. For Or Jesus says, give with the measure you use, and it will be measured to you. Here in this truth, Jesus expresses for us that being a resilient light in dark times in each of us, in you and in me, reflects the Lord God's generousness and graciousness that we've known and experienced in now coming, flowing through me for the benefit of others. This is the God that we know and love. And it's not just that we have a little sliver of light underneath the door in these times of darkness. No, it's that we have the door opened for us. And the light of his kingdom, of his glory and of his presence, fills our room, our life, our heart. It fills our countenance with his presence. His resilient light of his glory, of his death and resurrection, of his presence is what we carry to the world as his resilient lights. Come and let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy and blessing of being united in the truths of your kingdom through Jesus. And as Jesus gives to us these truths today, that our lives reflect his light to the world, that we might be that sliver of light for somebody else in these ways, Lord. That's our longing. That's our cry. That's what we desire as we seek to walk as a child of the light. Use us and move us well, O Lord, in your purposes and for your praise and glory. In Jesus' name, and for the reason that he came, to bring salvation. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come and let's sing.